Doug Steffen on the Good Day program with Rich and Jennifer and Dr. Jack Stockwell. Roberta's here as well to go through some of the important medical news and see what we can get out of Jack that may help us understand some of this material better. A lot of smoking in the news. In Boulder, Colorado, enforcement began this week in an ordinance that bans smoking on the city's downtown mall. The smoking ban took effect in January, but nobody has been giving out anything other than warnings until this week. Now they start handing out tickets. God, these people be good in New York City.
Same thing happening in Maryland here, just outside of D.C., Montgomery County.
Yeah, all right. So, Jack. Jack Stockwell is one of the few certified NUCCA artists in the country. He's an artiste when it comes to fixing your bones, especially in your neck, because that's what NUCCA specializes in, adjusting your body chiropractically in your neck. But Jack has a great overview and has a lot of things. The forbidden doctor, the information that he comes up with that nobody else, the conventional medical wisdom, and Jack, not necessarily on the same track. But there is a lot of, think about it this way. You hear people talk about looking at both sides of the street. If you were suffering, let's say the guy who broke his leg, the basketball player last week, three different breaks, he doesn't go to a homeopath to get his leg fixed. He goes to the hospital, finds an orthopod or a surgeon that specializes in bone work. That's how he gets his leg fixed. He doesn't, you know, you hold with your own good sense and use doctors accordingly. So that's, I think, a pretty stark example, Jack, of how you use both of them together. Here's something regarding smoking that I have wondered about. Our friends at the FDA poised to issue new rules governing e-cigarettes. There are 22 potentially dangerous chemical elements that the vapor is giving off. So, included in some of these e-cigarettes, metallic particles, including three on the FDA's harmful and potentially harmful chemical list, lead, nickel, and chromium. That's kind of cool. Let's see, what else here? This study shows that e-cigarettes create all kinds of levels of acids and formaldehyde and you know, I mean, look at iron, lead, silver, tin coming out of these things. So maybe the best thing to do when you look at that is figure, how can we get people to stop smoking? What is the most effective way, Jack, to get people? Is it hypnosis? Is it seeing somebody like you? Can you alter a person's need or craving for what he or she finds in a cigarette?
Yes. Actually, it's not all that difficult.
Really?
There are nicotine receptor sites in the cortex of the brain. We know that. How they got there, we don't know. There's THC receptor sites inside the brain as well. But once somebody stops, if someone were to stop this minute smoking, within 48 hours, the nicotine would be cleared from the body.
Really?
It would be completely gone. And the French learned this back in the 1700s when France got involved with a lot of the Caribbean-grown tobacco at that time. And they found out, I think it was like around 1728 is the number that comes to my mind. But what they found out back then is if they would lace the tobacco with sugar, the caramelization of the sugar would have a greater addictive power inside the brain than would the actual nicotine itself. So even to this day, tobacco prepared for cigarette smoking, I don't know about pipe, but for cigarette smoking, the tobacco is laced with a fine film of a sugary syrup mixture that dries into the tobacco, for which there is a much greater addiction. So when I have dealt with some patients in my clinic who've asked for help on this, and I've explained this process to them, and this is a matter of record in the British Medical Journal and several other medical journals from way back then, that the way that they would overcome this is that, interestingly enough, if you have some dried fruit with you, whenever you feel this addiction or this need to smoke a cigarette after you've gone a day or two without smoking one, if you'll have some of this dried fruit with you and just eat a few bites of this with a few almonds for the protein aspect, it will help you to get over those urges, because it's not the nicotine, it's the caramelized sugar some experts are claiming we have a greater addiction to.
Yeah, well, we certainly are an addictive society, no question about it. What I find intriguing about this is that these blokes at the FDA find more fault with the means to stop smoking than they do with the tobacco products, that is, the cigarettes themselves. Why isn't the FDA all over getting people or getting the government to make it illegal, instead of making it illegal to use an e-cigarette to stop you from smoking? Why aren't they making it illegal to keep, to allow you to, not allow, but to make the product? I said something.
Are you trying to make sense out of what the FDA is doing?
I'm sorry. I apologize for that. We're driving through Richmond, Virginia the other day, and I said facetiously, I don't know, Richie, was I on the phone with you? I was just talking to Meredith. I said if there was a nuclear war, this ought to be the city that gets bombed, and I'm sure that people aren't going to be happy to hear that. I was being a bit facetious, but all the cigarette manufacturers are there, and what a scourge on society, not only in America, but the way they get people addicted to this stuff all around the world. It is so criminal, and yet we're chasing people around who are producing raw milk. The FDA can do that, but they can't do a damn thing about tobacco and tobacco products. Give me a break.
Well, you know, you know how much I like Standard Process, and back in the day when the FDA was promoting Camel cigarettes as an aid to digestion, they were shutting down Dr. Royal Lee for his digestive enzyme product that he had made called Zypan back in the same period of time that would greatly relieve digestion problems because it provided you with the needed enzymes. So at the same year they clamped down on him, they were promoting Camel cigarettes. The FDA is there. Yeah, the FDA isn't there to protect us. It's there to protect the drug industry.
Yeah,
they have a history to prove that.
Disgusting. They're more than disgusting. The whole way all of this is done is disgusting. All right, and if you don't believe that, listen to this. From Wichita, Kansas, there's a new clinic opening up in the building where George Tiller had his clinic. Remember 4 years ago he was gunned down there and they shut everything down? It's called the South Wind Women's Center, offering comprehensive women's health care services, including abortions up to 14 weeks. Now, the reason that I bring that up here, I don't think you and I, as friendly as we are, have ever talked about this. And what's unfortunate about these discussions is they're usually led by men instead of women. As to how this is such an emotional subject, I hesitate to talk about it, but I thought maybe from your perspective, the deciding of when a life is a life. I do not believe in abortion, and I made that very clear on the air. I believe in adoption, but that's me. I don't believe I should be allowed or encouraged to encourage. I mean, I would encourage a woman if I was with her, if she got pregnant, to hold it out to term, but that's a very personal thing. What you decide to do is not up to me. But when to do it, if you're going to do it, it seems to me is something that's imperative to understand, is it not?
Well, you know, I was kind of ambivalent about the whole thing till I had my first classes in human development at school.
Yeah.
And what happens the moment the sperm meets the egg, and within, you know, in less than 2 weeks, you have the rudiments of a beating heart. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it doesn't have a face, it doesn't have a name, but it is an independent life form. And so that, you know, that it's not an extension of mom.
Yeah.
It's an independent life form with human genetics. And what, you know, is it, do we wait till it looks like a baby? Because, it, you know, at what point do we make this decision? I agree with you. I'm very much pro-life. At one time I wasn't sure, but now after those classes and my experience in the clinic, I definitely a pro-life person.
So then you would, if somebody came to you in your clinic and said, Doc, as an aside, I don't really know what to do. That's how you would school them.
Yes. Yeah, I would get my chalkboard out and a chalk piece of chalk and start showing, here's what happens the first week, here's what happens the second week, here's what happens the third week. Oh, you're 6 weeks pregnant? Let me tell you what's happening at the sixth week right now, mm-hmm. as the brain is connecting itself to every cell inside the human body.
Yeah. All right. One final item here of interest, hopefully. The study of acids in green coffee that burn fat. Yes. Why would green coffee, more than any other kind of coffee, what's in this green coffee bean, and that is the latest buzz in the Battle of the Bulge?
Well, there's certain acids in a lot of these products that are being promoted on the market right now that inhibit the formation of fat cells. And so some of them, you know, one of them can beat up the other one as far as the intensity of the acid content is concerned. Mm-hmm. There's a new one that's being promoted by Dr. Oz, in fact, that he says it's even more powerful than the green bean.
Really?
And actually, we don't have a whole lot of clinical experience to find out the entire mechanism of action. We just know it inhibits the formation of fat cells. Mm-hmm. And for some people, that's all they need to hear without looking at some real in-depth physiological effect on the body. Just to know it slows down the formation of fat is enough for them.
All right, so there is coffee available. Do you get this in your store and you get ground up coffee? Green coffee beans next to the brown coffee beans?
You're probably going to find it more in a health food store or in the health food section of grocery stores, because most grocery stores are really increasing the size of this, because that's another income stream they haven't taken advantage of in the past.
All right.
Hey, I have an offer for your nicotine addicted people, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got a handout, a beautiful handout that helps to show what we do in the clinic. They can have it for free. They just need to contact my office. I'll be glad to mail it to them to tell them what to do with nicotine addictions.
All right.
Using very natural stuff around
the
house.
So an email to jack@jackstockwell.com. We'll end up in them getting, if they explain what they're looking for.
Let's do office. Let's do office at jackstockwell.com, and I'll be more than happy to email you what we do for nicotine addiction in the office. It's very effective.
All right. So if you want to know how to stop smoking, office@jackstockwell.com. Dr. Jack here on a good day at 19 past the hour.
With over 900,000 products and 31 diverse product categories, Grainger is basically an anything you need supply buffet. We've got everything from safety and electrical products to hardware, hand tools, and more, so you can efficiently purchase exactly what you need from one source, saving time and trouble. And just to be sure, the buffet thing was a metaphor. Please don't eat the stuff. Buy your supplies smarter. Just call, click Grainger.com, or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
All right, so Jen.
Yes, sir.
There's a problem that's brewing in Missouri.
Uh-oh, what's the problem?
Authorities are investigating a string of cattle thefts. 18 cows.
How do you steal a cow?
Oh. That's what I want to know. Stolen from a farm, and many of these animals are, you know, in feedlots. They're backing their trucks up and just loading them up.
Wow.
Giddy up.
Watch your cow.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hvextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email. advertise@GCNlive.com.
Stirring up some controversy called Accidental Racism, the story at DougStephan.com. Have you heard this, Jennifer?
This is the first time I'm listening to the whole thing all the way through. I had heard just a clip or two of it yesterday.
Yeah.
But Brad Paisley's under a big attack for this, and he went on Twitter yesterday and said, I'm glad you all like it, because this is what I wanted you to do, is talk about it.
Yeah, good. When LL Cool J must come in here pretty soon.
Yeah, I think he does a little rap in the section. They mentioned Django and, I mean, all kinds of things in this.
I crank it up.
Mistakes that a bunch of folks made long before we came. Caught somewhere between Southern pride and Southern blame.
Dear Mr. White Man, I wish you understood what the world is really like when you're living in the hood. Just because my pants are sagging doesn't mean I'm up to no good. You should try to get to know me. I really wish you would. Now I changed to gold, but I'm still misunderstood. I wasn't there when Sherman's march turned the South into firewood. I want you to get paid, but be a slave, I never could. Feel like a newfangled jangle dodging invisible white hoods. So when I see that white cowboy hat, I'm thinking it's not all good. I guess we're both guilty of judging the cover, not the book. I'd love to buy you a beer, conversate, clear the air. But I see that red flag and I think you wish I wasn't here.
So, there is a confrontation, but there certainly is a lot of back and forth on this, as you've suggested, Jennifer.
Well, people are saying that Brad Paisley is insinuating that all of his fans are Confederate flag waving, you know, troublesome men.
Well, but that's their problem. I think he's done a good job, both of them here. I have respect for both of them, not just for this, but in general. The ladies on The View talked about this song, and so here's a part of that conversation.
Brad Paisley. Paisley says with his new song with LL Cool J called The Accidental Racist, it was meant to continue the discussion about race relations in America. But of course, a lot of critics are having problems with the song's message of let's let bygones be bygones. Now, Sherry, you have some of the lyrics. Please, enlighten us.
Yeah, let me see. Brad Paisley says, I'm just a white man coming to you from the Southland trying to understand what it's like not to be. I'm proud of where I'm from, but not everything we've done. He says, our generation didn't start this nation, and we're caught between Southern pride and Southern blame. And then LL Cool J says, so when I see that white cowboy hat, I'm thinking it's not all good. I guess we're both guilty of judging the cover, not the book. I'd love to buy your beer, conversate, clear the air, but I see that red flag, and I think you wish I wasn't here. And this is the repose. If you don't judge my do-rag, I won't judge your red flag. If you don't judge my gold chains, I'll forget the iron chains. Can't rewrite history, baby. So that's some of the lyrics of the song.
You know, it's an ambitious subject, and that's why it's getting criticism. You're talking about, you know, one of the great disgraces of this country, slavery. So to put it in a song is rather a facile idea. You know, it's like when Django Unchained got into trouble. Of course, he was trying to be satirical, I think.
Yes, yeah.
But, you know, famously said he could not do Blazing Saddles today. So it's...
You know, it's two sides. One is, we have to remember the Holocaust. There are people who say it didn't happen, forget it. We have to remember slavery. We must remember our history. On the other hand, then it's saying, but we don't have to dwell on it. We can know that it's there and not constantly having it pushed in our faces.
Yeah. And as somebody said, mature conversation about any and all problems ought to be welcome.
It gets people talking.
If you're not mature enough to handle it, then that's your problem, and not the problem of those having the conversation. 29 after on Good Day.
Ladies, when was the last time you found it easy to lose weight? If you're like most women, it was before you turned 40. That's because age 40 is when hormonal imbalance begins. And until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Thank goodness today we have Ambrin. Ambrin promotes hormonal balance naturally. It's clinically shown to cause weight loss in women over 40 with no big lifestyle changes required.
I thought I was somehow not trying hard enough to lose weight. Turns out it was my hormones. I started with Ambrin, and I finally lost the weight. It was so easy, and I feel fantastic.
Ambrin relieves other symptoms of menopause, too, like hot flashes, fatigue, sleeplessness, and many more. The first 50 callers right now can get a complimentary, risk-free trial of Ambrin with a 30-day supply free. Now, free supplies are limited, so be one of the first callers now at 1-800-893-9155. That's 1-800-893-9155. 1-800-893-9155.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Thomas Jefferson once said, when the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty. Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter, sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
Check. The big story is the important news and items of the day that conversationally hopefully will bring you around to being able. We're trying here to use our relevance in terms of understanding what's going on to bring you the ability to have another great American day of conversation. Did you know this? Did you hear that? And for those of you who are into using email for communication instead of talking about things, you will find an interesting study received today, as a matter of fact, done by the folks at Constant Contact. Don't we use them for stuff?
We do, yes.
Yeah, okay. So Constant Contact says that the stresses of email are creating yet another problem in our country.
Hallelujah, brother.
So this is sort of back to, if you didn't hear me an hour or two ago, I was talking about Meredith and I being in the restaurant, Richie, right across the street from your studio in Washington. We were there on Saturday morning. And we're sitting having breakfast and talking. Meredith says, look over there to the left. So I'm, you know me, how subtle I am.
Yeah.
So I turned right around and I looked over. There's a mother in her mid-30s and a young, maybe 12, 13-year-old girl. Both of them are sitting with their iPad, their iPhones.
Buried.
Buried in the iPhone. Not one word during the entire breakfast exchanged between the two of them.
Yeah.
She's, mom's on her iPhone, daughter's on her iPhone.
I will tell you.
And that's what they're at.
It's tough. I have to make a real effort when we go out to dinner to make
put
sure
it down.
That we do not.
Right.
As a whole, not just me. I mean, I'm attached to the hip to this thing. And but as a whole, all of us to put down our devices and just have a conversation.
That's why I have resisted
during dinner
getting one. We've decided that I would get an iPhone, but I don't want to be.
Well, you don't have to. You don't have to have your email
it's
on it.
Personal, right? You personal,
and you don't have to use it in public. I mean,
you can
have it and use it like it should be used.
Well, you know what we do when we're out with friends.
What?
Everybody puts their phones.
Your husband, though, has got to be awful when it comes to this.
No, there are times that I have grabbed the phone and told him, if you answer this, I'm throwing it in the pool.
Yeah.
Do is we put our phones on silent, and we put the phones in the middle of the dinner table at a restaurant.
You know,
the first person to pick up their phone has to pay the bill.
Hey!
Awesome.
Good for you. I like that. That's a great thing.
Awesome.
So, but the point of this study done by Constant Contact in terms of mobile devices and getting these scripted or just things that are running, we have to be communicative. Very interesting in that we are sort of steering students away from penmanship and learning how to actually write with a pencil or a pen in your hand.
Well, we talked last week about how there's the rest in peace cursive.
Yeah.
And also how just handwriting in general is not a thing that's really focused on in schools these days.
So we have the device. We are using it. But are we communicating better? And the answer, according to the study, is absolutely not. One of the reasons we have so many communication problems between husbands and wives and children and family and people at work is because we are not talking.
Brevity.
We are using the text or we're using the email, and things on a flat screen are not understood. As you look at someone, have the conversation, see the emotion, look at the body language, you sort of get what's going on, and most people are getting away from that, and that's really
that
a problem here.
You know what? I find it amazing that I can still be in, not daily contact, but in contact with a couple of hundred of my friends that I went to high school with.
That's great.
Oh, yeah.
I can speak on a regular basis to somebody who works at a radio station in California, and every now and then we are able to do business because of our relationship digitally. So there's all of these bonuses, but then there's that just that monster, that living, breathing monster that grabs hold of you, and you can't control it.
So here's what I do if you're interested. I try to get, most people that email me know that I will get back to you probably within 12 hours. Timely responses. I am happy to get the information, to exchange information. I've been doing a lot of it when I'm on the air in the morning. I'm back and forth sometimes to Richie or to Jennifer or the people that are on the program. That's good because we can take some ideas that we have that are germinating and then we discuss them on the air. But I'm also dealing with some other things that are part of business or the farm or that sort of thing. But it's not meaningful communication. The best conversation, you get short responses by using, let's say, Facebook, Twitter, that sort of thing. But the real communication comes in sitting down in a room or getting on the phone. And I like brainstorming. I always find that when we meet together, we learn a lot about what it takes to move forward because everybody's got some good ideas. But you cannot share them without the emotion of the in-person, the direct conversation, the direct communication. So it's just...
Especially if you're at work.
Yeah.
Walk down to the next cubicle, the down hall.
Otherwise, your life is going to be stressful. And the constant back and forth is very stressful. They are a tool. That's a good thing. But if you let them become a burden, it's a bad thing. The phones that we worked on 10 years ago, that was okay. So we save ourselves some time.
I saw a post this morning on Facebook, and it was one of these pictures with a quote on it. Our kids will never know the fear of calling someone you have a crush on and their parents answering the phone.
That's true.
All right, Kenny, what are we following in our social media, Facebook, Twitter? What sort of comments on some of the issues that we're discussing are you getting from our friends that are connected to us that way rather than on 888-302-DUG?
Well, Riley is apparently going into some surgery soon. He was commenting on the robotic surgery story and says, I'll let you know how his goes next week.
Good luck. We like that.
Robotic
surgery. We're getting a bunch of likes for the video of the day.
The video of the day today shows Jack Hoffman, that 7-year-old cancer patient we talked about yesterday. We actually posted today for you the actual video of this youngster making a touchdown. He was first going in the wrong direction, and they had to straighten him out. This was playing with the Nebraska football team. 60,000 people in the stands.
Coming out of the field right now. There's fourth down and short.
For the red team.
Jack Hoffman has been adopted really by this football team. A young man who has battled brain cancer. He's on the field right now for the Huskers.
One more snap for Taylor Martinez, too, who will hand it off to Jack.
So Taylor gets the shotgun set, gives it to Jack. Here he goes. He's got blockers out in front. There he goes.
This is so cool.
Listen to this crowd.
They're blocking away the defenders.
A young man that, as I mentioned, has really been adopted by this football team. He scored a touchdown.
Oh, wow. What a moment.
And both benches empty.
That was a moment right there. Wow. Goosebumps.
Yeah. You can get that emotion by listening to the play-by-play. You can't get it. We had a picture, and we told the story yesterday. You get none of the emotion unless you listen to them do the play-by-play, which makes the point I was trying to make a few minutes ago, I hope. Yes, Richie.
If you test yourself, if you go watch that and you don't get goosebumps and a little lump in your throat,
right.
There's
You're
something
dead.
Else going on. Yeah.
You did. Yeah. All right, so we're happy to have had that. Now, something else here. Coming up, Richie brings us to a new restaurant term. What are we going to do with that? I have to do some editing here.
It's one of the hottest things in restaurant business right now.
All right. Meanwhile, a story
when
from
I say
Buffalo.
Hot, I mean hot.
Yeah, we understand. Calm down, will you, please? I'll give you a minute or two to cool down.
Yeah.
From Buffalo, New York, the Department of Veterans Affairs reversing a decision that it made last week. The Golden Age Games for veterans 55 and older will go on in May. The congressional delegation protesting the cancellation, saying it would cost the economy more than $2 million. The city of Buffalo said they didn't have the money to put on this for extra police and yada, yada, yada. Yet they've got plenty of, I'm going to make my thoughts about the police then. Let's just put it this way. What better way to encourage support for veterans than to have this sort of an event? And they've had it apparently for a long time, and the city decided they didn't want to do it because it cost them too much money, and apparently the feds put the heat on them, or at least members of Congress put the heat on them. You know what this does? It brings me around to thinking again about how badly there's a story every day about how veterans that have served this country are getting screwed in one way or another, whether it's one place, one location like this in Buffalo, or just in general, the malaise, the attitude, the treatment of veterans administration, hospitals that are so different. Some people love the VA and love the hospital treatment they get because they have good service, but other parts of the country, they get little or no service, poor service, awful service. So that's where the Purple Heart Service Foundation comes in. They help many veterans, provide many services, help with lots of programs, and this is not for just vets who have the Purple Heart, but in general, all veterans can take advantage of what the Purple Heart Service Foundation does to support your veterans once they return home. Compensation, education, training, medical care, they assist in identifying and helping homeless veterans. So, how do you support them is the question, and you can support them any number of ways. Got a car, some kind of a vehicle that doesn't work anymore as long as you got a title to it. Maybe get some old jewelry, something of value that will help provide funding for the many exceptional veterans programs that they have at the Purple Heart Service Foundation. All of your contributions are completely tax deductible, so whether it's cash or whether it's something in kind, donate by calling 877-743-1631. Surely you're moved by the work that I've described here. Surely you can find a little extra money to help them out. If it's close to you and your own history, even more reason for you to call 877-743-1631 or go online to purpleheartcars.org.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number.
It's brown bag lunches every day.
It's picking up extra shifts.
And it's catching the bus to work.
You work hard to earn your money, and we want to help you stretch every dollar. That's why TurboTax lets you file your simple federal return for free. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and you can even chat with a tax expert. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Get the federal free edition at TurboTax.com. Live tax help service is subject to availability, restrictions, and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
am so sick of double talk from our politicians about fixing our broken economy. So today I'm turning over the mic to Breda, a smart 9-year-old girl, to help explain the simple truth about money. Welcome, Breda. How do you feel about the rising debt, the shrinking dollar?
Well, Roger, I'm disgusted. I work hard for my allowance, taking care of my dog, doing my chores and homework. That's why I use the paper dollars I earn to buy gold and silver.
You do?
Uh-huh. At least now my money can grow with me instead of holding shrinking dollars.
Ha! Where do you learn so much about money?
My grandpa says the only money worth saving today is real money, gold and silver, and it's all explained in a new book, The Great Debasement. It's that simple.
Well, there you have it, from the mouths of babes, the very babes soon forced to pay the bill for government mismanagement. Take Breda's advice. Learn how to win the battle for your money. Call now for a free copy of The Great Debasement. Call 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646 for the simple truth.
And now a tax tip from TurboTax. If you're a homeowner, you don't simply live in a house. You live in a giant tax deduction. That's because homeowners often qualify for a range of deductions that can greatly impact your taxes. Among them, property tax, mortgage interest, and home equity loan deductions. They add up fast, and TurboTax can help you determine which ones you qualify for. To get more details on homeowner deductions and find out how TurboTax can help you get back every penny you deserve, visit them online at TurboTax.com.
I believe in miracles.
You sexy thing.
You sexy thing. Thank you. I believe
in miracles.
All
right. Let's see if we can work our way through this without having people turn their radios off or throwing things.
This is a minivan friendly radio show.
Yeah, it is, right.
But you can't deny one of the big trends in the restaurant business, Doug.
Yes.
Is restaurants that kind of skew a little bit sexy, right? We've had
Hooters nice
around for years, and now there's other
Twin Peaks.
Twin Peaks, the tilted kilt. Cans is another one of them.
Great.
So the owner of a new restaurant, it's a Texas-based Bikinis Bar and Grill, is the first one to make it official. The guy has gone out to the United States Patent and Trademark Office and trademarked the term breastaurants.
Great.
And he owns it now.
Restaurants.
All of these chains are doing extremely well. The Cans opened up, and they've done 13 locations. Going to add another two or three for the next couple of months for the next year. The one Bikini Sports Bar, he owns 31 locations. Plans on opening up almost another 100 in the next couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
Hooters is doing well. I think probably the quote of the day on this is ABC News tried to get a hold of Hooters to get a comment on it, and Hooters says the term breastaurants is a moniker too shallow to define Hooters.
Oh, yeah.
Chicken wings.
And Hooters has kind of seen a drop in their business the last few years, and it's just because it's, and I'll tell you why. I haven't been to a Hooters in probably, I don't know, 8, 9, 10 years. The food is just terrible.
So they're
revamping their menu now.
Yeah, but there's another reason. Hooters lawsuit that many people may remember, this woman who was fired from Hooters, she had brain surgery and it left her with a scar and a haircut that doesn't cover up the scar.
Sure.
She was told when she went for the surgery, Kenny, if I know the story correctly, that she'd be hired back again. And so when she came back after the accident or after the surgery, they said, sorry, you can't have your job back. It was that simple, right?
Yeah, well, they wanted her to wear a wig, and she said she couldn't afford a nice one, so they got her a wig and a semi-decent one, and she said that hurt the wound from where the scar was healing.
Yeah.
So they said, see ya.
You know what? It's a big trend in the restaurants, but that doesn't mean that there aren't still stupid people that work at them sometimes.
Yeah, well, there's stupid people working a lot of different... except the radio world, there's nobody stupid working here.
Yep.
Yeah.
51 after the hour on Good Day.
I'm bringing sexy back. The mother boys don't know how to act. I think this was short.
Guys, you've heard about Ageless Male, the natural supplement that helps boost testosterone levels within normal healthy ranges. But now, the best testosterone product is even better. New and improved Ageless Male can help you feel more like you used to in your active life and in your romantic life. Because our upgraded formula has been clinically shown to increase your drive, desire, and performance. That's right, guys. Ageless Male has been clinically shown to boost performance. Cancel your plans this weekend, you're staying in. If you're ready to recapture the drive from your youth, now is the time to try Ageless Male, because it's available risk-free. But you must call now. Just call 1-800-501-0876. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-800-501-0876. That's 1-800-501-0876. 1-800-501-0876.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Sound like a honky when you say that.
Yeah, because I am.
Right.
Sorry.
Let's see if we can get LL Cool J to do a better job with this. Or, we can't get Isaac Hayes anymore because he died a year or so ago. It's the theme from the movie Shaft, which won the Oscar for Best Song during the Academy Awards this date, 1972. Isaac Hayes was a disc jockey on an R&B station in New York for a number of years and maintained his connection to some of the great producers. Quincy Jones is one of them. Anyway, this is
when you
a great story.
Cool in the dictionary,
right.
Picture of this guy.
Shaft.
Isaac Hayes.
I would like to have had Shaft, because the movies Shaft and... what do you call it? The Clint Eastwood Dirty Harry character were both in San Francisco. How about a movie, Chucker, putting Dirty Harry together with Shaft?
Chucker, it would certainly have to be a modernized remake version, because I don't think Richard Roundtree would probably love to do it, but I don't think you'll see Clint Eastwood as Dirty Harry again.
No, probably not. Well, Clint, we can get Samuel L. Jackson to do it with somebody who.
That really is an interesting. You have to wonder if somewhere in the back of Warner Brothers' mind, do they really want to reboot Dirty Harry with another actor other than Clint Eastwood? I'm sure the studio executives who count beans upstairs in their office would love to do it, but I don't think fans would embrace that.
Really. Isn't that whole genre of movie gone now, Chuck? Though I mean, the lethal weapons.
To a point, it is. I do. Yeah,
the kind of the rogue cop.
But if they could, there's plenty of television shows like Southland that exemplify that. One would wonder if they couldn't come up with, a good story instead of just all the shoot 'em up. Remember that movie that had Don Cheadle?
I know what you're talking about. I don't remember the title. Yeah, it's a good film. You know, I'm glad you brought up Southland. Southland, which was on NBC, was canceled after a year. The TNT, clearly it is a great, great, great show. It's one of my all-time favorite shows. Nobody's watching it, and most likely will not come back next year.
Yeah.
But for people who don't watch Southland, That is a great
and interesting.
Program.
Yeah, I've watched it some, and I don't watch a lot of TV, but I have watched it on occasion, and it is pretty gripping stuff, actually. Anyway, from Chef, we go to our contest of the day today. This became one of the top 10 highest-grossing movies of all time. And so when you listen to it, you know the discussion. You know what's going on because they're trying to revive it with a television show. Maybe that's enough information. Here's the first clue.
Got it.
Actually, you know what? We're not going to play any more of the tips. Richie, play that hint one more time. Okay, so I gave you one hint. The movie itself is in revival with this guy.
I think you need to do one more.
You do?
Yeah.
Producing the television show.
Let's not do the gimme.
All right.
But let's do the second clue.
All right, go ahead.
Don't worry about me. We got cocaine and coffee here. We're going to get wide and have a big party.
Yeah,
888-302-3684. Come on.
Yeah.
What's the name of that movie?
My favorite film, though. That's
it's a very good movie. It really is. 888-302-3684 for the swell prize. If you haven't won before on Movie Moments, tell us what that movie is. One more time with the first clip, Richie.
And also,
before you go on the air, everybody.
And also,
yeah.
Think banana in the tailpipe.
All right. 888-302-3684. And the characters that were the cops on this were just charismatically clever, I think. That was a. All right, so everybody's at it. Chuck, what do you have for movie news?
According to Deadline Hollywood Daily, Anne Hathaway signing on to be the female lead opposite Matthew McConaughey in director Chris Nolan's super secret sci-fi epic Interstellar. Now coming off winning the Best Supporting Actress for Les Miserables and co-starring in director Nolan's Dark Knight Rises as Catwoman, I'd have to say Anne Hathaway has a pretty good career going for herself. Other news, DreamWorks set a December 23rd, 2015 release for the animated Kung Fu Panda 3. Jack Black will once again be back as the voice of the main character, the panda. And I got a chance to watch the trailer to HBO's Liberace, which stars Michael Douglas and Matt Damon and Rob Lowe, which airs May 26th on HBO. This thing's going to be must-see viewing. You got it.
Really?
It's an outrageous trailer.
All right. Let's talk to Julie in Templeton, Massachusetts. What's the name of the movie, Julie?
The movie is Beverly Hills Cop. I
it
got
is.
It from the laugh.
Yep. You got it, right? You got it from the laugh. Good for you.
Hi, everyone. I'm Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist and host of The Bright Side. The good news about nutrition and health. The good news that if you or someone you care about is on a prescription drug or has some kind of health challenge, there's a gentle, natural, healthy way to address most health issues without drugs and without doctors. And it's as simple as understanding how the parts of the body work and how they interact with the foods we eat and the nutrients we take in. If you've heard me on The Bright Side or at one of my presentations, you know I'm a man on a mission to help you understand health and wellness and the remarkable healing powers of a biological system called the human body. And if you like The Bright Side, you're going to love my new website, brightsideben.com. You'll find articles and links. You'll be able to access archives, and we'll even have exclusive information that you won't hear on the radio show. And of course, you can purchase the Longevity nutritional supplements and even sign up to join my Longevity team and make an impact, make a difference, and maybe make some money too. Check out brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com, or call 866-735-2470 for more information.